On the heels of the commemoration of the 5th anniversary of the major national dialogue, whose spin-offs include a special status for the Northwest and Southwest regions, Charles Tembe revisits the rollout of the special status so far. In the following viewpoint, he says, 5 years after, the question no longer is, what is the special status, but rather, what can we do with our special status?
Since its inception in January 2021, the Northwest Regional Assembly has been on a steady but rugged journey of inscribing its raison d'etre on the collective psyche of the people of this region. In addition to powers devolved upon regions to pilot local development in the economic, health, social, education, sports, and cultural domains, Section 328 of the General Code of Regional and Local Authorities grants the two special status regions additional powers to participate in the formulation of national public policy in relation to the Anglophone education subsystem, set up and manage regional development authorities, and participate in defining the status of traditional chiefdoms. Besides, both regions may be consulted on issues related to the formulation of justice public policy in the common law system and may be involved in the management of public services established in their respective territories. In 4 years, the Northwest Regional Assembly has held 14 ordinary sessions and 2 extraordinary sessions and adopted 76 deliberations impacting socioeconomic, cultural, spatial, and holistic development in all 6 key areas across the 7 divisions and 34 council areas in the Northwest region. Its 2 flagship programs, the Peace and Development Initiative, the PDI, and the Northwest Investment and Development Fund, NOEDIF, have been described as the foundation of a bright and rebranded Northwest region. Both are anchored on citizen participation in peace building and development. So too is the Office of the Public Independent Conciliator, the PIC, another specificity of the special status, created to ensure that the rights and freedoms of citizens in their relation with the councils and region are respected. Within just a little over 2.5 years, the PIC is already creating a great impact on the management of regional and local authorities, especially with regards to the respect of the ethical values of transparency, fairness, administrative justice, equity, inclusiveness, and citizens' active participation. Its powers include making proposals to the President of the Republic for some aspects of the law to be amended with a view to improving the quality of regional and council services. Since its inception in January 2022, the Office of the Public Independent Conciliator for the Northwest Region, for example, has, as at August 30, 2024, received 189 petitions, 179 of which have been treated, and 10 are currently receiving treatment. A 3-month mass information sensitization campaign on the gratuity of civil status registration led by the PIC has attracted very high approval ratings both within and beyond this region, thus raising national awareness on the issue. A similar campaign to promote citizens' participation in local governance and development processes has also rounded off. It was aimed at informing citizens about their right to take part in the affairs of their councils and their duty to ensure that their councils are well managed, sweeping powers which the wielders should use to turn things around and give their people a new lease of life. We should hold ourselves responsible if we fail to make use of the leverages granted to us to change the lives of our people and give them reason to hope for a brighter future.
Charles Tembe, station manager of the Northwest Regional Station of the CRTV, editorialist.